The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the good Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final, offered some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
yeah, we'll see what happens.
Like, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Bird's Eye View here on WTBR FM, Pittsfield 881 WSBR Lee. I'm Jesse. I'm joined by Mike, and we have a guest today with Howard Herman. Actually, you guys didn't even tell me what microphones you're on. Well done. You're changing things up.
Two and four. Or if
okay.
We go the opposite way.
Are we here too?
You might be.
So we're all on.
Is this, does it count left to right stage or us?
You're all on. Unless you're telling me that I'm gonna turn you off.
Good.
And then you won't be anywhere.
We should be good.
Also Hank is here looking lime green. Looking is he being sponsored by Starry?
Oh, you're Mike One. That makes more sense. Huh? Oh, he's wearing a Ninja Turtle though.
I just
oh, like
the drink,
the Sierra Mist thing.
Yeah,
which Ninja Turtle is his favorite?
It's not colored, so I do. He doesn't have a bandana yet because you're not supposed to tie things on babies' heads, I guess. But I don't know what. That's like a long time thing, isn't it? Like the four personalities or something.
Yeah.
Well, you have
look
2 months.
Like the Scooby Doo gang. You look at the Ninja Turtles. You look at all these kind of foursomes.
All right, you need to change chairs because that is the creakiest
sounding creaky chair
possible.
Maybe that's why it's over here in the corner.
But you do have two. You got a month and almost 2 months till Halloween, so you got 2 months to figure out if he's red, blue, purple, or orange, and then that way he can be Raphael, Donatello, Michelangelo, or Leonardo.
Good job, Jesse.
Thank you. I do remember.
Or Shredder.
No, he's not a turtle.
Yeah,
he's not a turtle.
That's true.
He's a bad guy.
Did you know, of course, you know that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were created in Northampton?
Yes, there is a statue to them in the UMass library.
Look at that.
Owner was a UMass guy. Or creator was a UMass guy. So if you go, it's some really high up floor. It's like the 20th floor, 22nd floor of the W.E. Du Bois library, UMass. But yeah, if there is a small statue to them there, it's kind of cool.
I mean,
it's
we'll also check it out when we're out there for the Pioneer Valley tip-off again.
Well, that's true.
We will go look. Yeah.
It's a heck of a view. It's a fantastic view from all the way up there. So you can see that, and then you can see some metal Ninja Turtles going at it, fighting crime. But welcome back, folks. We were talking beforehand about some big games coming up. There's been some big football games, a couple of big non-football games. We have football coming
There's been one
tomorrow.
Some big football games is a stretch.
Well, that's true. But we've only had 1 week of football games anyway, and not everyone played.
Yes.
So kind of is what it is with the way the MIA is doing its thing. And so, yeah, we'll save football to after the break.
Sure.
Kind of going to keep everyone locked in. I saw Taconic and Wakona volleyball this week. Was not very competitive. Coach Lance Fife, Coach Lance Fife basically admitted that we didn't really show up. Wakona just kind of looked far and away better. I was impressed because I felt a lot of times in the last couple of years they have been good in the county, good in Western Mass, but in the same way with basketball where if you want to win against the big teams, you kind of need a get out of jail free card. You know, you need somebody who can get their own shot. You need someone who can drive to the basket against anyone. And in volleyball, to me, that translates as you need somebody who just has the juice on a spike. You know, you need somebody who can go up and really crush the ball whenever, and that kind of gets your offense out of jail. Even if they miss, even if it's not always a point, it forces the defense back. It forces the other team to kind of respect you. And I don't know if Wakona always had that. And this year, they have a couple of girls who it seems like can really kind of crush the ball. And yeah, they did. Tay Cunningham had a really nice game. Alex Rougeau had a very nice game. Melina Haxela had a good game. Their serve was pretty good. So yeah, Wilcona also was beating Mount Greylock. Or no, have they beat Mount Greylock
They
yet?
Beat Lee.
They beat Greylock last year.
They beat Lee, and at that one, that's Dave Lucier told me that night that they needed to work on their serve.
Yeah, he said it the same thing against Taconic, although I thought their serve was pretty good, so maybe he's nitpicking. But yeah, Wilcona looks like one of the best teams in the county. They'll play Lenox tonight, and Lenox is also undefeated. Lenox beat Greylock for the first time in several years. Lenox beat Taconic in five sets, so should be a very, very interesting game. See maybe who is the front runner in Berkshire County so far. The good news is everyone will play each other again. But yeah, Wilcona looks very good. Looks like they could be defending their Class B Western Mass title. Taconic is back to the drawing board.
I'm curious if things would take a step back, given how strong volleyball was last year, the last couple years, with Greylock obviously winning a state title 2 years ago. But we had two Western Mass champions last year. One of them was all Berkshire County final. This year, Greylock lost, I think the coach I emailed said seven girls from last year's team are gone, five to graduation. So obviously kind of a quick rebuild there, a very young team. Wilcona and Lenox both lost their like main middle player, and that so they have that they still have the hitters, I guess.
Emma Jacinto was good for Wilcona. Yes. Sorry, I forgot to mention.
Yes,
her.
Yeah, she's kind of the new middle there. But last year they had more of a kind of, I guess, flexible player there. Ooh, now you're gonna ask me another name. Kaylee O'Brien. Does that sound right? That may have been a couple years ago. I can't remember their name now.
You're starting to get like yeah, me yeah. Because we've been around long enough that the kids just all merge.
I'm two in. Yeah, I know one of them is at BCC now, but it's one that graduated a couple years ago. But they had a little more kind of flexibility. Same with Lee. So it's just kind of different now. I feel like it is a little lighter in the thumper category, as you were alluding to. But to see this game tonight, the match tonight, Lenox at Wilcona, will give us a little more guidance, I think, on is Wilcona a legit contender in Class B again? I feel like Lee, Lenox, Greylock are going to get there in Class C just because that's what Class
Lee
C
is. Class D.
Class D, I guess.
But yeah, Lenox and Greylock, it does seem like they have the inside track to get mm-hmm. there in Class C.
Yeah.
Greylock is the three-time reigning champ in Class C. So
And they beat Lenox in the final both the last 2 years?
Yes.
And then they had won previously against Lee, but that would have been...
That would have been in Class D, actually. You're right.
They won Class
D. So, yeah, in 2022, they won in Class D against Lee. In 2023 and 2024, they won against Lenox in Class C. So Lenox is looking for third time's the charm, I guess.
Which is interesting, because when you think about that, it makes you feel, and it's a different sport, obviously, that if Greylock is taking a step back, mm-hmm. And it's still way too early to know if they are, but if they end up doing it, it makes what the Hoosick Valley girls basketball team, the Taconic baseball team, and a decade or two ago, what the Lee girls basketball team did to continue to be as consistent for as long as they have been, because most times in high school sports, you know, it's about the kids. It's about, you know, what kids you have, and you can't every year be great because, you know, some years you just, you know, run out of kids. But what those schools did, you know, in those particular sports, makes it even more impressive.
I am becoming more like Howard. It was Meg O'Brien, the younger sister of Kaylee O'Brien. So my bad there. Kelsey Kirchner, obviously, on Lenox as well. Just kind of that middle player. And there was one on... Maya Andre was at the middle blocker for Lee as well.
Yeah, Lee also lost Carolyn Hopkins, who's the bigger loss.
Yes, they're big outside hitter. I just mean those kind of that center blocker, I feel like kind of elevates you to a different level in what you're able to do, because yeah, a lot of teams can have one.
And that outside hitter on the left side is critical in that sport. You got to have somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Greylock is young for a year. They're still going to be one of the best teams in the county. They're still going to be a factor in Western Mass. And honestly, would not be surprised to me if they start making runs once again next year at the latest. So Yeah, they have clearly established themselves the last 4 or 5 years as one of the preeminent programs. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how they do.
Final volleyball thing I'll just put out there. Tonight is the first ever volleyball game for Berkshire Community College. That one's at 6 o'clock. They play Massasoit.
Massasoit, yeah.
Massasoit Community College. And, yeah, I'm excited to see. Hopefully the gym is crowded, packed. I hope it's kind of a good showing. They've been working, I think, since August 1st, so it's been a long time to get ready for their first ever game, and excited to see it.
It's interesting. If you read along on other social medias, there are other community colleges doing the same thing, so it looks like picking this is sports, what is going to be the start of a full community college athletic conference, which can only be good for BCC and the other community colleges.
Yeah, they're in the National Junior College Athletic Association, NJCAA. And they're in a league or whatever with 16 other community colleges or that
ilk. All the Massachusetts ones, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Straight Massachusetts. I think Rhode Island Community College of Rhode Island might be in there, not Rhode Island College. But
yeah, like Holyoke, Greenfield.
Holyoke, Bunker Hill, Mass Bay, Quinsig. So those are all big ones in Central Mass that I remember growing up. But
because if you want to look, you know, they probably want to at some point model themselves after the community colleges over in New York State, who have their own really good leagues, mm-hmm. and a lot of community colleges in New York State play football, which I'm not suggesting that BCC is going to do at any point. But
they have a field.
They will be playing baseball.
Baseball in the spring.
In the spring, and the coaches have already been kind of out looking around the county this past year, making themselves known and trying to, I think, scope out some talent. So that will be interesting to see, because obviously baseball in the Berkshires, there's quite a bit of talent that comes out of here. And so how much of it will stay here, stay with BCC? You know, a lot of it, I think, goes to like a Westfield State or a Framingham State, the like. So, well, are they just going to say, I'll go to BCC for a couple of years, play ball, you know, knock out my the first 2 years for free, and then I can transfer to mm-hmm. a Westfield State or to a UMass or to a something like that? So, it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, it gives people options in the county, which is good, and it is cool that mm-hmm. there's another volleyball program. I guess I can say I was at Drury Monument Mountain on Monday.
Another new volleyball
program. Another new volleyball program. The first North Adams Volleyball High School.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Hank's a big fan of North Adams Volleyball. I'm telling you that, Howard.
Drury Volleyball, yeah.
You better well know, all right? As long as you know that Hankus over there is a big volleyball guy.
Well, that's okay. Yeah.
But yeah,
he'll be tall.
They have a quality splash pad in North Adams. I will put puts Pittsfield's to shame, I will say.
That's true. By the baseball field, by Joe Wolf?
By Joe Wolf, yeah, that big bucket.
And I've always wanted when, you know, if somebody could control it, mm-hmm. that when a member of the North Adams Steeplecats would hit a home run, the splash pad would go off.
That'd be pretty funny.
That would be cool, yeah.
But it doesn't.
But yeah, so Drury and Hoosick Valley are co-oping a volleyball team. It's hosted at Drury. It's the first every year for either team to have a volleyball program. And so it's co-op. And they had their first ever home game on Monday against Monument Mountain. And Monument won comfortably. You could kind of tell that Drury was in its first year ever having a program. They have the issue. They have the look of a brand new team. But it was fun. It was a good night. There was a decent enough crowd. You saw blue in the crowd. You saw red in the crowd. I talked to Izzy Tart, who's a Hoosick girl, and she's playing for them. And she was like, "Yeah, definitely was kind of weird because, you know, one, I'm wearing blue." Mm-hmm. And two, I'm here and there's Drury kids and they're cheering me on, which was, you know, a bit of an adjustment, because usually when she's over there, it's on the basketball team and they're not cheering her on, or she's there, she's playing softball and they're not cheering her on. Mm-hmm. I talked to Eva Moser, who goes to Drury, and it was similar. She's like, yeah, it was definitely kind of weird because, you know, we're enemies and then now we're on the same team. But she said the team has done a really good job of coming together, becoming one. And they have great numbers, which was very, very impressive. You know, I've been told that there were the numbers enough for interest, but there's a difference between having like 12 kids, and so that's enough for a team. And I mean, they had at least like 25.
Yeah.
You know? And so they probably, when the varsity team was out there, they had at least 6 or 7 on the bench, and they had another dozen or so for the JV. So that's great to see. Monument had a huge bench as well. And that's really, really encouraging, because once again, you're talking about co-ops and, you know, where sports going in Berkshire County. But to see all the numbers is really, really great, because it just means that there is a lot of interest. And, you know, Drury's going to take its lumps this first year, and everyone knew it. But all the interest and all the engagement is great to see, and hopefully it has staying power.
And give a little bit of credit for that to Amanda Beckwith, who is, and the MCLA women's volleyball team that has become, maybe, you know, wins and losses wise, the preeminent program on their campus. And they do a lot of outreach with, you know, they do clinics and all, and I think that has helped establish a little bit of a volleyball footprint in North Adams.
I've been told that the Berkshire County, like, youth volleyball league, there's multiple teams in North Adams, and they're all pretty good. Apparently, the league tries to balance out the teams. But so anyway, there have been teams in North Adams for a while. There just hadn't been a program. So I think there's been a lot of stuff that's kind of helped to build up the interest and the skill set. Even if Mount Greylock was the only North County team that had a team. It was a good night. Monument got a win, which is good for them. They've kind of been struggling the last few years. They are with Mount Everett and then a bunch of charter schools in Springfield, like Libertas, Veritas, a couple others. So, yeah, good to see them win. Andrea Paul, Lily Khalsa both had really good nights. It'll be interesting to see how well they do. But, yeah, it's interesting, you know, another volleyball program is good to see. Drury plays an independent schedule this year, so they'll face Pittsfield a couple times. They'll face, I don't know, Lennox and Lee and Mount Everett and Monument. They're just kind of scheduling a bunch of independent games. I don't think they'll play, like, a real full schedule. They'll play, like, 14 games or so. And then I don't know if they'll get to be in a league next year or if they'll be independent for 2 years, but they'll be in a league within, you know, by 2026. So we'll take a quick break and talk a little football when we get back.
Up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world, and it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I don't know if you guys heard that one. Hankus Pankus over in the corner there he's talkative today. He's feeling it. He's fired up. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield 88.1 WSBR, Lee, Bird's Eye View. I'm Jesse. I'm here joined by Mike and Howard Herman. And we were talking some Berkshire County sports. Talk a little Berkshire County football, because the football season has started officially tomorrow night. We have some huge games. This past week we had 4. Taconic lost to West Springfield on the road, 54-0. McCann Tech lost to Baypath Votech on the road. That was in Charleston, in Worcester County. They lost 60-6. Baypath Voke won the vocational small school state championship last year. Went undefeated, so not a huge surprise there. West Springfield been one of the best teams in Western Mass for the last few years now. Not a huge surprise there. Monument Mountain went to Mahar, won 34-6. Mahar scored on quite literally the last play of the game before the clock hit double zeros. So essentially a shutout there for the Spartans. Very nice first game back for them. Griffin, two punts, had two interceptions and a 67-yard touchdown catch from Dom Kaluti. The defense forced three fumbles. Cameron Knopf recovered one for a touchdown. Cameron Buono rushed for a couple of scores. I think they're both short goal line plunges, which I do believe is kind of how he is going to factor as a running back, kind of downhill workhorse in the short yard situations. So a good win for Monument out of the gate. They have a huge game tomorrow. We'll talk about that in a second. And then the game of the week, to me, probably the game of the year, Wakona, Hoosick Valley, an excellent addition to that rivalry. Hoosick Valley won 36-30 on Saturday. It was an insane game. Hoosick went up 12-0. Wakona scored 22 straight points to lead 22-12 at the half. Hoosick scored, then Wakona scored, then Hoosick scored twice. They got a 59-yard touchdown pass from Ben Payton to Kamarian Kastner, and then defense did its job. The snap went over Wakona quarterback Gio Venable's head, and Jacob Borowski of Hoosick Valley fell on it in the end zone, and that provided the final 36-30 score. No one scored in the fourth quarter, but the Hoosick Valley defense held down the fort, did its job. The big surprise was Ben Payton was the quarterback. Kamarian Kastner has been the quarterback for the last 3 years, and he, a week before the game, switched positions. Ben Payton came in under center. He was not completely new to the position. A couple years ago when Hoosick went to the Final Four, Kamarian Kastner had been the quarterback, and he got hurt in the first round of the playoffs against Athol. And I believe Ben Payton finished that game. And then not in the next round. In the next round, Will Hakes got the start. But in the Final Four game, Ben Payton got most of the start. And then he got hurt. And so he couldn't finish the game. And so now this was his first, you are the starter for the season. You're the real starter. And it was pretty funny because I asked him about what's it like being the quarterback again. And, you know, there are people who talk about it's easier to just kind of be thrust in the middle of the game. No time for nerves to build up. And he said the whole week, no nerves. Practice, nothing. Goes Friday night, I could not fall asleep. Couldn't fall asleep. Was thinking about everything. Said first snap, nerves went away completely. So, and you could tell he played pretty loose. He was 3-5 for 130 yards with two touchdowns, both of them big pass plays to Kamarian Kastner. He's a pretty big kid, and there's a couple of, you know, short down situations, goal line situations where he plunged forward, got the conversion, got the touchdown, so that gives something else to the Hoosick offense, whose defense was as advertised. Wakona, great performances by Gio Venable, who just didn't leave the field, had a 70-yard kick return touchdown, had a touchdown pass, bunch of conversions, had an interception on defense. Anthony Talora had a great game at running back. This was just an incredible football game. Very, very lucky to have seen it. It got in before the rain, and yeah, it was very, very, very exciting. I we didn't mention this before, but you know, I think for a Berkshire County coach, the first time you get one over Gary Campbell is a big moment. I think that's fair to say. So Marshall Maxwell got one. I'm looking at you, Howard.
Oh, you're sure.
Seeing as you've seen more of Gary Campbell Jr. than both of us combined.
This is true. Yeah, obviously, you know, Wakona has for the last more than decade and a half been the gold standard. Even if they weren't the best team, you know, they're the team, you know, that everybody wants to equal. And to beat them, you know, obviously a big thing. You know, it certainly, when you look at it, I think what's been impressive about Hoosick in that one game is how they've been able, how they have merged their three groups of kids together. That's not always the easiest thing to do.
No. In the offseason, Marshall Maxwell, the Hoosick head coach, said that was the coaching staff's biggest focus. You know, we need to make sure that this is one team, this is cohesive, this goes well. And he said they never even had to make a conscious effort. He said the kids all came together, they all did it themselves. So that's great to see. That I think you could see that on the field. There was no, I don't know. They all looked like one team. Even if it's kind of weird to see Julian Feliciano in red, since he goes to Drury. But yeah, that was all done pretty well. In any case, two huge games and another game tomorrow night. This is no offense to McCann. Oh,
that's
man.
A tough way to put it, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, McCann Tech hosts Franklin Tech on Friday. That is its first home game, home opener against Franklin Tech, which has kind of been the best Tech school in Western Mass for a while now. McCann looking to rebound. They haven't beaten Franklin Tech, I think, since like 2017. And yeah, so we'll see how that one goes. And then on the other hand, you have Pittsfield Taconic, the battle at BCC. Usually it's been kind of end of the season now because they are no longer in the same league. It's the beginning of the season. PHS Taconic, 6 p.m. at BCC on Friday. Howard, you'll be there. Should be a very interesting game. We also have Lee Monument Mountain, South County Smackdown. That's Friday, 7 p.m. in Great Barrington. Last time was in Great Barrington, Monument won, beat Lee 14-13, first win in 11 years. And then last year it was in Lee. Lee kind of ran over Monument a little bit, so we'll see how that goes. PHS Taconic, it's the thing is, you know, Pittsfield High has the coaching advantage because Brian Jasuski has been at, you know, there forever. And he's a really good coach. He's a very experienced staff. But they're starting, you know, four freshmen, and they just have a lot of new pieces, moving parts. You have no idea how that team is going to look in the first game action. And Taconic, you know, the issue is that you never know what you're going to get with them. And if they can't beat PHS now, it's like, when are you going to do it? And so, you know, is this team going to come together and really form up? You know, they looked better than they did last year in week 1A despite the loss, but that's still a big difference between really, you know, improving from week to week and knowing your playbook and being able to just go out there and stake your claim in the city.
Yeah. Allow me to complain about the PVIAC here. This game should not be played in the second weekend of September. That game should be played at the end of the season when rivalry games are historically played. The same with last week's Hoosick-Wakona game.
Lee Monument's always early.
That it never used to be. It was always at the end of the season, and it should. And rivalry games should never come right off the bat. Rivalry games historically should be at the end of your season, and it's not a difficult lift to be able to adjust that on the schedules.
In this instance, it's not the PVIAC's fault, it's the MIAA's fault. Because the MIAA, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but so across the state, everyone gets 3 non-league games and 5 league games. And for whatever reason, the MIAA has said, you have to play the 3 non-league games first, and you have to play the 5 league games second. So if you're not in the same league, you have to play in the first.
The rest
weeks.
Of the state has Thanksgiving for their rivalry.
Yeah, and
day,
yeah,
it's true.
So.
It's
something that could be minorly adjusted.
Right. It could absolutely. Sure, yes. It could very easily be adjusted. The MIAs being the MIA,
could you just say no?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Western Mass is going to do it differently, but even like, the problem is that rest of Western Mass plays Thanksgiving games. It's just Berkshire. It's just a Berkshire County thing.
Well, I mean, but you see it in the rest of Western Mass, and you see it in Eastern Mass, where teams that are rivals and in the same league will play each other twice. They'll play each other in their league game, and then they'll play again on Thanksgiving. So
sure.
It's, you know, it's not even that. It's just for whatever reason, they're like, you got to play the league last. So if they stop doing that, it would make scheduling a lot easier. You'd have way more flexibility. But, yeah, I don't know. That's just how the
It's not that hard to schedule football. It's one game.
This isn't
basketball or baseball where you've got 18 games and you have and it makes more sense to do that with, you know, in that sport. This is once a week. This is not it's not that hard.
It's the MIA, of course. It's hard.
In terms of the actual game, my question for Jesse would be, coming off of seeing Taconic last week, if Pittsfield throws a hopefully that's not an important court. If Pittsfield throws a freshman quarterback out in that situation where it is a rivalry game, it's going to be, I imagine, pretty packed at BCC, pretty loud.
So.
Does Taconic have the D-line, the D-ends to, you know, make that a difficult lift for a freshman quarterback?
So that's what I was talking to, I think, Brent, one of the coaches at volleyball, which is like, you know, Eddie Ferris could be the best player on the field, and I don't know, and Pittsfield's line has a lot of questions. Taconic's line has a lot of questions, but Pittsfield's linebackers are a big plus. Mm-hmm. Jackson Almeida and Seth Aiken. And so that will be very much a matchup to watch. Yeah, Pittsfield's line.
Which quarterback's going to have a tougher day?
Yeah, they both could easily. both lines could be Swiss cheese.
You get the feeling that Pittsfield on offense is going to really revert back to the old Brian Jezuski Springfield College triple option. Instead, you know, sure. The last several years they've had guys who can throw the ball. If they don't, they could go back to a lot of that misdirection with the smaller line and see how that works for them.
We will see tomorrow. That's when we'll figure it out. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been Bird's Eye View here on Pittsfield Community Radio. Have a good day.